He tells his generals, "My decision is irrevocable. I will attack France when the time is right. I will be victorious or die in the attempt." Yet Hitler is still uncertain about attacking the West, for he also says, "War is like opening the door on a dark room. You never know what will happen." Eventually, he postpones the order to attack and goes back to his chalet in the Alps to join his mistress, Eva Braun. She shot this footage of Hitler's entourage, of the Reich's architect, Albert Speer, who goes for long walks with Hitler. Speer recalls, "Hitler wanted to rechristen Berlin Germania. We already had a mock-up of the future Adolf Hitler Square, with a dome inspired by St. Peter's in Rome, but 17 times bigger. I said to him, 'My Führer, wouldn't that make an ideal target for bombers?' He answered, 'Not at all. Goering has assured me that no enemy aircraft will ever fly over the Reich.'" From his barracks, the future German officer August von Kargenegg writes to his mother, "We are all eager to fight. We're ready for battle." His mother answers, "This war is a crime, and we are going to have to pay for it." The war then enters a new bizarre phase. The Germans call it the Sitzkrieg, the sitting war. The British call it the phony war. And for the French, it's the drôle de guerre, the funny war. A long, strange waiting period, especially hard on the women. For them, there's not only the anguish of war, but also the survival of their families to worry about.